International correspondence with NZI Insurance. Peace of mind for New Zealand business.
13 away from 6 to Britain we go. Gavin Gray, very good morning, mate.
Morning, Mike.
Video's there for all to see. Another nutter and another knife in London. London's got a shocking reputation, doesn't it?
I'm afraid knife crime in London has, really rocketed. In this instance, it was actually a very large sword, and shocking, distressing scenes in northeast London this morning. A man believed to have crashed a car into a house, then went on the rampage outside the train station at Hainault. A 14-year-old boy has died. He was one of several who were stabbed, including two police officers in this car and sword attack. A 36-year-old man was arrested after being tasered, and he is currently in hospital. We're told he's being treated and is awaiting to be interviewed. Lots of questions to ask him. And incidentally, interesting note, it took 22 minutes for police to be called to the scene and taser him. And I think that'll probably be the subject of some further investigation as well. I'm afraid this is awful. Police say they are supporting the family of the person that was killed. But at the moment, not many other details as to why this man took a sword and was threatening everybody around that area. So very distressing.
And then to Rwanda, which is sort of occupied the Prime Minister for this week. He can get the planes off the ground, but surprise, surprise, he can't find half the people he wants to send.
No, really, really amazing. It's been a busy week for stories about Rwanda, including the fact that apparently some immigrants in the UK are now crossing from Northern Ireland into Ireland, part of the EU. And the Irish want to send them back, which has been just a bit of a diplomatic spat. But you're right. There is also this major story about the fact that the government says, OK, well, we're going to send these asylum seekers to Rwanda to be processed shortly. But it materializes that actually they don't know where roughly half of them are. Now, those are my words. The government is saying, oh, no. It doesn't mean, it just means they're not immediately available to us. They're not immediately on call to us. But I'm not quite sure, Mike, what that means. We'd be trying to get answers precisely. But yes, of the numbers who are said to be ready for deportation, as it were, to Rwanda in Africa, and we're told roughly half aren't immediately contactable was the agreed phrase that we all got eventually. But again, what does that mean precisely? Are they or are they not being able to be contacted by the Ministry of Justice and indeed by the departments for immigration? Either way, a bit of a mess.
Go well, mate. Always a pleasure. Gavin Gray out of Britain.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.